This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy hump day. It's the middle of the week. It's Wednesday. It's closer to the weekend. Closer to Thursday, closer to Friday. Hopefully you are having a decent day, a decent time. We're getting ready to have a good time for the next 4 hours. I'm going to be holding it down with you. If you did not know by now, yes, I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. We know times are tough, but Rocket Mortgage is prepared to help. If you need mortgage assistance, hit them up 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. As always, I'm going to be here with you, as I am every single weeknight, starting at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific for all my friends out on the West or in the West. And we're going to have a good time. I'm going to be rolling for the next 4 hours, and we got a lot to talk about. And sans sports, there is still, yes, a lot to talk about. Our phone lines, as you know, are always open, 855-212-4CBS. This is your show. I want to hear from you and get your thoughts on things. But, you know, Tom Brady was on Howard Stern this morning, so we're going to talk about that. The college football playoff. You know, there's a lot of support to basically expanding the college football playoff. We're going to get your thoughts and opinions on that. There's a team, a championship team in the West, plays in Los Angeles, purple and gold. You know, reportedly, a lot of their executives at the top levels are being asked to take pay cuts to basically make sure people on the lower end of the scale, the pay scale, can actually keep their jobs. So we're going to be talking about that. Kevin Garnett is still mad at the Timberwolves ownership group led by Glenn Taylor. You know, so there's a whole lot to speak about. And then also, besides the college football expanding their playoffs, we're going to talk about the Dolphins potentially trading for Joe Burrow. So things are full. As I said, I'm going to be here rocking with you for the next 4 hours. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. And, you know, it's just another day, you know, not around the sun, but just another day where the earth rotates and keeps things moving. You know, I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be chatting up with you all. And, you know, I awoke, like to many of you, this has pretty much dominated the sports news scene today with no games. And that happens to be Mr. Tom Brady. Mr. Tom Brady, who has spent basically the past 20 years with the New England Patriots and now is going to be heading over to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This morning, he was on Howard Stern. Now, Howard Stern, you generally don't hear too much about Howard anymore. Legend in the radio game, obviously, and he sat down or didn't sit down, but he had Tom Brady on the radio, on his phone line for 2 hours this morning for an interview. And there was a lot to be said in there, primarily his relationship with Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft and why he decided he thought it was time to move on. And he said he had a feeling before we even got to the season that it was time to go. That after 6 Super Bowl titles, you know, maybe if they had won a 7th last year, you know, maybe he'd stay. But he felt that before last season, his time was up. And he said he knows what his relationship is with Bill Belichick. And he says Bill Belichick has his respect. He knows that Bill Belichick respects him. And there isn't too much more to really discuss about that. So it was a wide-ranging interview. But one of the key standouts to me in regards to that interview of Howard Stern interviewing Tom Brady, you know, the big point in there for me was when it's the conversation came out as to who was more important to them going to the Super Bowl 9 times, who was more important to them actually coming out with 6 of those victories. I mean, we can look at Bill Belichick and his career as a coach, starting all the way off just in the 80s and the 70s and like Detroit and Denver and Baltimore. And I'm not a Patriots fan, but I certainly did read that book about Bill Belichick a few years ago. And to understand his military background and his coaching background and how it imparts into everything that he does today, and finally getting over the hump as the coordinator for Bill Parcells and the New York Giants in the 80s, and then going to Cleveland, and then getting that chance again with Parcells with the Patriots, and then the Jets, and then saying, screw the Jets, I'm going to go to the Patriots. And then, boom, we've seen what the past 20 years have been. The New England Patriots have just basically been to the Super Bowl half of their tenure and then walked away with 6 titles. And you can look at what the team looked like and didn't look like when Tom Brady was out there. Whether it was bringing in a Jimmy Garoppolo for some success, whether it's also going ahead and having Matt Castle, who a lot of people basically picked up and said, oh, well, he went 11-5 with Matt Castle. It must be the system. It can't all be about Tom Brady. And I don't think that's a fair assessment. When you think about what Bill Belichick has done, he has been an amazing coach, but he's also had amazing players. He learned how to select players. He learned how to draft players. He knew how to bring in players who were going to conform to his system. And whether you were able to conform or whether you basically ran out your usage, they got rid of you. That's Bill Belichick. He knows exactly what he's doing and he's executed. But in the case of Tom Brady, for someone who couldn't basically run in a straight line to save his life, you know, someone who was drafted in the 6th round, you know, he's the greatest quarterback. He's going to go down as the greatest quarterback of all time. And when you think about who was more impactful in the Patriots developing this dynasty, you know, Tom Brady did not mince words earlier today when he was talking with Howard Stern. He said something I said about a week ago, 2 weeks ago, right here on CBS Sports Radio. I said that the relationship is symbiotic. Both teams or both sides exist for a common goal to move forward. You know, Bill Belichick probably would not have 6 rings without Tom Brady, and vice versa. And that's what working as a team is. You're not going to have a great coach just pluck any type of player out of the sky and think that you're going to go ahead and win a title or be successful. There's a lot to go into that. The coach is just as much a part of the team as a lot of the players, even though he physically isn't getting on the field or the floor. You can look at someone like Greg Popovich, who's had a similar stretch of success with 5 titles, you know, in this whole Tim Duncan era that he went through. Tim Duncan, and then moving on into a Kawhi Leonard, who kind of took over the reins when Tim Duncan was done. You know, you look at a coach to set the table for the culture of the team. But you also have to have great players. You want the coach to be able to kind of, in the words of Bill Parcells, you know, go ahead and do something good with the groceries. You got the groceries there. What you going to cook up? And Tom Brady helped lead the charge. I think ultimately at the end of the day, it boils down to the players on the field. You can take instruction, but you actually have to have the talent. You have to have the wherewithal. You got to have the skill to get the job done. So earlier today, and a big shout out to my main man, Stu, in the studio, you know, Tom Brady said to Howard Stern, you know, I think it's a silly question to think about who was more important. We were both important. And don't just take it from me here. Listen to what Tom Brady had to say to Howard Stern when asked who was more important to the title picture. Was it Belichick or Brady? This is what Tom Brady had to say.
The fact that you could say, would I be successful without him, the same level of success, I don't believe I would have been. But I feel the same in vice versa as well. To have him allowed me to be the best I could be. So I'm grateful for that. And I very much believe that he feels the same about me because we've expressed that to each other.
Yeah, so Tom Brady, he gave the correct answer. You know, if you think about the written statement that Tom Brady has put out and things that he said and not said publicly, he thanked Robert Kraft profusely for the opportunity and for having him in New England, and he thanked his family. And he didn't say too much about Bill Belichick. But today, in a two-hour interview, he showed Bill Belichick a lot of love and appreciation. And he also said quite a few things that were politically correct, that statement being one of them. Is that, you know, I wouldn't have been as successful probably without Bill Belichick and vice versa. So he thinks it's a silly question. Me? Not so much. If Tom Brady was not the quarterback, I don't think you could just slap any quarterback in there and Bill Belichick is going to have the same results. Last year, when I look at the New England Patriots, I see them having success because of that defense. Because their defense was able to keep them in games. Not their offense last year, which happened to be absolutely average. The New England Patriots had an average offense last year. There was nothing spectacular about them. Tom Brady didn't have a Randy Moss out there to throw the football to. He didn't necessarily have a Troy Brown. You know, he had he didn't have a Rob Gronkowski who was retired. He had to make most and make do with the players that he had. Which doesn't make it difficult for me to say, you know what, I'm going to leave New England and I'm going to go hang out with Chris Godwin and Mike Evans. It makes a whole lot of sense for some guy who's going to be 43 years old by the time the season starts later on this year. So when you talk about who was more important it's a silly question to ask who was more important to the Patriots dynasty. When you boil it down, you had two guys there. You had Tom Brady, the quarterback, and you had Bill Belichick, the coach. I'm going to say that Tom Brady was more influential in them winning a title. And why is that? It's because the quarterback, even though you can look at the coach, the quarterback outside of the coach is the most important player on the team. He has the ball in his hands every single offensive possession. Okay, the center is giving it to him, but the center's bend over and gives him the ball, okay? The quarterback is making the decisions. The quarterback is the coach out on the field. The quarterback, especially in the case of Tom Brady and someone who developed into the player that he is, Tom Brady was the one who executed the vision. I'm pretty sure Tom Brady had input into the vision. Tom Brady had to execute the vision. Tom Brady had to work on the fly, on the field, from whatever set vision was. There's no doubt about it that Tom Brady was more influential in the New England Patriots winning those titles because he was actually on the field competing and winning. And we can apply this same thing to any sport. You know, I can think about Phil Jackson and I could say, oh, well, look at the amazing talent that he had. You know, if we pull Phil Jackson out of the stands and said, hey, you can coach this New York Knicks team that you slapped together. Let's see what you can do. I don't think he'd do that good of a job because he doesn't or didn't have the talent to do it. Okay, I can look at someone like Greg Popovich. Greg Popovich was a winner. Greg Popovich and the Spurs, they were amazing when it came down to scouting. It's like they would pull European players out of nowhere and throw them onto the basketball court, and they worked out. But it was up to the players and Tim Duncan primarily over that long stretch with the Spurs to go ahead and execute. So I don't think it's justified for us to look at Bill Belichick and say, oh, well, Bill Belichick, he's the main reason as to why Tom Brady and the Patriots walked away with six Super Bowls. It's not fair. Not at all. It's Tom Brady. Give Tom Brady his due, and Tom Brady can say the argument is stupid. Yes, it's a symbiotic relationship. You work hand in hand. You work in tandem. But I think Tom Brady deserves a little bit more credit for doing the work. Because I've heard too often or more often than not that Tom Brady was a result of the system and that Bill Belichick's system worked out and that Bill Belichick's system would work out for any decent quarterback you would throw in there. Well, guess what? The NFL, for all of the teams that it has, is probably only a handful to maybe 10 quarterbacks who you can go every single Sunday and think and hope and expect them to keep you in the game. I would say more than half of the quarterbacks in the NFL that start, you would look at your quarterback and go, yeah, I'm not too sure about that one. You know, don't get me started on how Chicago Bears fans feel about Mitch Trubisky. How do you feel when that's going? Last year, Tampa Bay Buccaneers fans, how did you feel? When Jameis Winston was out there, You know, the Chargers, you know, their current starter right now is Tyrod Taylor. I don't expect that to be the case. Are Charger fans, if there are any left, are they supposed to be excited about Tyrod going out there and winning a game? He's a solid vet, but he's not someone, he's not a Drew Brees, he's not a Tom Brady, he's not an Aaron Rodgers who you expect. You know what? We should probably win, you know, 10 out of the 16 games that we play, and anything else would be a bonus. So this is my question to you all out there. You heard what Tom Brady had to say. You heard what I had to say. I think Tom Brady was more important to the Patriots dynasty than Bill Belichick. What do you all out there listening to the sound of my voice think? Who was more important to the Patriots winning those six rings? Is it Bill Belichick? Is it his system? Or was it Tom Brady when it boils down to his talent out on the field? I'm going to go with Tom Brady. And I don't particularly care about anything with the New England Patriots. I'm kind of glad that they separated. Maybe we'll get some L's. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Who was more important to the Patriots, Brady or Belichick? Call me up, 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. That's right, I'm JR. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief here on CBS Sports Radio. You heard the number, 855-212-4CBS. It's sponsored by Geico. You can own, you could rent. Geico makes it easy. Listen, real easy to bundle your home and auto insurance. Having a home, it's hard work. We know this. Things break. Pipes burst. Geico makes it easy. You want a home? You have one? Get a quote at geico.com. It is easy. Going to be rocking with you for the next, now, 3.5 hours. Every weeknight we get going at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. Shout out to all my friends on the West Coast, 97.3 The Fan out in San Diego. Listen, folks, I'm easily accessible outside of that number. My Twitter is at JR Sport Brief. My Instagram is at JR Sport Brief. I want to know what you think. Our lines are full. We started off the show. Obviously, Tom Brady was on Howard Stern earlier today and earlier this morning, had a wide-ranging interview, 2 hours. And the one thing that stood out to me was Tom Brady saying, you know, I think it's a silly question when people kind of talk about who was more important to our run. Was it me or Bill Belichick? He says, you know, I can't do his job and he can't do mine. But in my opinion, I think that's Tom Brady, you know, giving a politically correct answer. And he is correct to a certain degree. You know, it's teamwork. You know, Bill Belichick had to work with Tom Brady and Tom Brady had to work with him. But ultimately, I personally believe it's what goes down on the football field. I'm going to give the nod all of the time to the talent who actually has to go out and execute the game plan. So the phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. We're not going to waste any time. Let's get going with my main man, Jose in San Diego. Jose, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind?
Hey, JR, how you doing?
I'm terrific. What do you think? Are you going with Tom Brady, Belichick? Are they equally as important, or is that a cop-out?
You know what? I totally agree with you, JR. I think it's Tom Brady. He wins by, you know, I guess if I have to put it on percentages, it's 60% Brady, 40% Belichick. Brady's the one with the football pad. You know, Belichick's not out there. He's not making the throws. He's not doing the game-winning drives, you know?
Right.
It's Brady, you know? It's Brady. That's why I said if I had to put it on percentages, I say it's 60-40. And I say, and the best example I can give you, JR, too, is look at all the great coaches that have never won a Super Bowl because they've never had that quarterback like Brady.
Right. Touche. I think it boils down to the players. Shout outs to my man Jose in San Diego. I appreciate you. You know, I wouldn't even necessarily put a percentage to it. I'm just going to go for what it is. I'm not going to say 60-40. Is it a partnership? Yes, and absolutely. But talent dominates. You could be the greatest coach. You know, let's take Bill Belichick and let's see what, you know, would he improve the Cleveland Browns right now? I'd venture to say yes he would, but you know, I would venture to say that he would improve most teams that he's on. But to have this stretch run, a 20-year run, like, that's unheard of in football is built on parity. It's built to have a team win 1 year and everybody can kind of go through a turn and have a revolution, and the best teams, the best organizations stay at the top. Or they don't have a long downtime. They know how to restock. You know, well, certain teams just stay in the mud forever. Let's check in with Jamie from California. Jamie, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how you doing?
I'm terrific. What's on your mind? What do you think?
Good. Well, I think they both complemented each other, actually, because of the 20-year run. You're looking at the best along with the best. You need strategy in this game. It's not only executing. It has to be, the plays need to be executed. It's strategy. This guy's a genius. Brady was unbelievable. This is why they made the 20-year run.
Okay, that let me ask you. Absolutely. Let me ask you a question, Jamie. So do you think that you could plug in, let's just for argument's sake, Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time. Let's say on that scale, Tom Brady is a 5 out of 5. Do you think Bill Belichick would have the same success if he had a quarterback who was a 2 out of 5 or a 3 out of 5?
No. In unity, there is strength. They were both superstars. Between the strategy and how Belichick would run a football game and would run his team, then when you have his players executing like Brady did, who's much better than a lot of quarterbacks in the last lot of years, I think it was 50-50. They both complemented each other. I'm a musician. I know what it is when you put some great musicians together and they click. And that's what I think.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
Appreciate you, Jamie. All the best to you in California. Thank you, Jamie. Call up anytime. Shout outs to Jamie. Jamie can call up anytime. He's a musician. I like musicians. Let's go down to Florida and let's check in with Andy. Andy, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think?
Hey, how are you tonight? Great show.
Hey, I'm kicking
my
man.
80-20, 90-10, Brady.
Ooh.
You know, Belichick can only do so much once the ball snapped to Brady. And Brady has to make it happen. You know, Belichick's just standing there watching Brady make it happen. You know, when his receiver's covered, he's got to find some, he's got to make up a new play. You know, it's not always going to go the way Bill Belichick wants it to go. Brady has to make it happen.
So do you think they would have, and this is a tough part to say as well, Andy, because we know Bill Belichick ran the team. Bill Belichick was in charge of the players that you have and how they were executed and ran out. Do you think Tom Brady would have had the same success, or the Patriots would have had the same success with another coach? I don't think that's the case either, though.
Oh, no, they definitely complement each other. But the whole thing is, you know, once the ball is snapped, you know, Brady's an elite quarterback.
Yeah.
He's the best in the game. An average quarterback would not have the success. They wouldn't. I don't believe they'd have the success, Belichick and an average quarterback. Like I said, they both complemented each other.
Okay.
But once the ball is snapped,
it was up
to Brady to make it happen.
Okay. Thank you, Andy, for calling up from Florida. All the best to you. Let's keep things rolling. The lines are full right now. We got a lot of opinions. I asked a question. Who is more influential in the New England Patriots going on that about 20-year run? 9 Super Bowl appearances, 6 Super Bowl titles. Tom Brady was talking to Howard Stern earlier today, and he said he thinks it's a silly argument. He basically said, yeah, we did compliment each other. I don't do Bill Belichick's job. He doesn't do mine. But at the end of the day, you know, it boils down to the talent that's on the field, that's on the court. And so I'm going to say that Brady was more influential. I see you, Mark, Ben, Jacob, and Emmanuel. We're going to get to everybody on the line. Let's check in with Jack from Pennsylvania. Jack, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What do you think, Brady or Belichick?
Hey, what's going on, JR? First time, long time. You know, I'm a huge fan of Tom Brady. I think he's great, but I got to be honest. He would be nothing more than a butcher at, you know, the local Stop and Shop without Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick has made nonstop Hall of Fame careers out of players. And Tom Brady has to be one of the weakest, scrawniest players I've ever seen. You know, he's a great guy. He's made some clutch plays and, you know, everything like that. But, I mean, he would be nothing without Bill Belichick. I think Bill Belichick could have taken me, myself. I'm a scrawny, you know, 4 foot, you know, 200-pound guy. I'm nothing. I'm nobody. And I would have been a Hall of Fame player on the Patriots. And
hey.
You know, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was saying, hey, you're giving him a lot of credit. I love the comparisons. You said Tom Brady would have been a butcher without Bill Belichick, and you would have been a Hall of Fame player if you played. I just love the comparisons.
Yeah, no, it's not even just about me. I mean, you could take any Joe Schmo off the street. You know, I saw a homeless guy the other day look pretty fit and athletic. He could have been the next quarterback for the Patriots. I'm dead serious. It's really like that. And all these people disrespect Bill Belichick. I mean, look at Jacoby Brissett. He's like dominating on the Colts right now because of Bill Belichick. So, yeah, well, you know, Jacoby, that alone, and Jimmy Garoppolo just went to a Super Bowl. He was part of Bill Belichick's system. So you got to give this guy the credit where it's due.
Most definitely. Thank you for calling up, Jack. I love the comparisons that Jack said, that Tom Brady would have been a butcher if it wasn't for Bill Belichick. And that's where the argument comes in a lot of times. People will look at the system and look at the success of a Matt Castle, a Jacoby Brissett, and I don't know how great an argument that is. Phil Rivers is now going to be the starter out there. Jimmy Garoppolo, when we actually got to the playoffs and it wasn't just about the Niners defense, a lot of people looked at Jimmy Garoppolo and said, is the running game kind of dragging the offense? Is Jimmy Garoppolo going to throw the football? There were a lot of people who had some varying opinions. And so we've seen success from other Bill Belichick quarterbacks. But in the long run, have we? Are the 49ers going to regret the contract of Jimmy Garoppolo? I mean, Jacoby Brissett, kind of been benched. You know, Matt Castle, he had a couple good years here or there with Kansas City. He's not even really playing, not playing. I mean, so is it Bill Belichick's system or is it Brady? I'm still rocking with Brady. Mark in Dallas, Ben in Dallas, Jacob in San Diego, Emmanuel out in Flushing, Queens. We're going to get to everybody once we come back. I got to take a break before I get yelled at. Listen, here's the number, 212. Oh, I'm mixing it up. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Call me up. Are you rocking with Tom Brady or Bill Belichick? Who gave them all of those titles? Who was more important? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. That's right. It's 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Tom Brady was on Howard Stern this morning. He said, look, between me and Bill Belichick, I ain't do his job. He ain't do my job. It's a silly question to ask who was more important to the dynasty. We each had our different roles, and that is correct. But I personally believe that it was a little bit of a politically correct answer. It was a little bit of a cop-out. It's what you're supposed to say in public. But what do I think? I think that you can have influential coaches. You can have great guys who put the teams together. You can have great a strategy put together by these coaches. But at the end of the day, it's the athletes who have to go on the field and execute, who have to read the defenses, who have to kind of move with the punches and roll with the punches and move and operate on the fly. The coach doesn't do that. He lines up an environment conducive to winning. He sets the strategy. He tries to set the tone and the ground rules for all 53 players that are in the locker room. But it's up to those guys in the locker room to actually go out and be the best that they can be and execute, to think on the fly, to be prepared, but then also to know how and when to react when the plan doesn't go the way the coach said it would. So I think the athletes bear out more. We're going to keep rolling on this one. Is it Brady? Is it Belichick? Who was more important to the Patriots dynasty? My name is JR. You're here on the JR Sport Brief. Let's not waste any time. Let's go to Mark in Dallas. Mark, what's on your mind?
JR, first time caller. I love your draw, man. It ain't quite in the South like us now, man, but it's really cool.
I appreciate it, Mark. I'm trying to be cool. When things settle down, I got to come visit you in Dallas.
Naturally, just like some guys got it. You know what? It's Team Brady, and no disrespect to Belichick. Talent wins games, okay? That last caller, he spoke like a gentleman, so I can't rag on him too much, but come on now. I mean, Coach Aaron Parcesian and Notre Dame or Dan Devine, they didn't make Rudy Rudiger, Julius freaking Peppers. You know? I mean, you got to have a tough listen. The guy that answered the phone, he told me I could get something in because there was something you had last night, and I really wanted to get in. I couldn't remember
Please
what
do.
It was, but I just remembered right before I called.
Go for
about
it. Go for
will LeBron have an asterisk if they come back and play? Absolutely not. People forget 1999, there was a lockout, and nobody's taking away one of Tim Duncan's titles. Knicks, what a boring series. Like,
not at
99.
All.
Those Knicks were like a 6 or 7 seed, but give credit where credit is due. They made it all the way to the finals, but Duncan
no
rolled, and nobody can take that championship away from him either, right?
Correct. Shout-outs to Mark in Dallas. Feel free to call up anytime. Thank you so much, Mark. You hit the nail on the head, and that's a brief diversion. Yeah, I mean, Tim Duncan and that squad, young Tim Duncan, I believe only in his second year at that point. They beat up a New York Knicks squad who probably wouldn't have even been to the finals if it wasn't for a 50-game season, but nobody complains about that. 855-212-4CBS. We're talking about Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Okay? Who was more important to the dynasty? Was it Tom or was it Bill? Was Tom Brady a result of Bill Belichick's system? Let's stay in Dallas. Let's check in with Ben. Ben, go on ahead. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, JR?
I'm great. What's up?
Not a lot. Just come at you real quick. Speaking as a former quarterback, Texas high school quarterback, I ran a triple option, you know, wishbone offense back in the day, and I had some of the most educated coaches in the world prepping me. I was watching 25, 30 hours of film a week in high school. Mm. There is nothing you can do to the point when that ball is snapped that you can prepare for. You can be prepared as all you need to get out. But when that ball is snapped, just by your caller a couple of times ago, said, I mean, you have to react. And you cannot prep any more than when that ball is snapped. And it's just Tom Brady, hands down, is the reason why that happened. Belichick, yes, he's a genius. He's the greatest of all time. But, I mean, you can only do so much. When that ball is snapped, it is a completely different ball game. And hey, it is all on Brady in that, for sure. Hey,
Ben said it. Thank you for calling up, Ben in Dallas. It's true. Bill Belichick, he ain't out there dropping. It's facts. He's not throwing the passes. Bill Belichick is standing over there in his hoodie looking angry. He's providing great camera shots for all of the television producers out there. I don't know what else Bill Belichick is doing when the game is actually on the line. And this is a great example. Shout outs to Ben from Dallas for his opinion. You know what scares me the most as an opposing fan when you go up against an elite quarterback? You know what you don't want to see? I'm afraid of the two-minute drill. I'm afraid of what the quarterback is going to do in 2 minutes to kind of rip my heart out and rip the heart out of everybody who's sitting in the stands. You know, I did not want to see Tom Brady get the ball, you know, down by three or down by six. I didn't want to see it. I didn't want to see Peyton Manning with the football. You know, there's certain players that you don't want to see. Drew Brees, even though Drew Brees and the Saints haven't necessarily, been the best. Or you can blame them, or you can blame the referees and the umpires. But there are certain players who you do not want to see with the football in their hands in crunch time. It's real simple. Let's keep on rolling. Let's check in with Jacob from San Diego. Go on ahead, Jacob.
Hey, love watching your show. You know what? I got to go for Tom Brady. When it comes down to the plays, if he sees something different that the defense is doing, it's up to the quarterback to change the play from a pass to a run or a run to a pass. You know, Bill Belichick, yeah, he had a lot of success as a Patriot for the head coach. But when you go back and look at his record when he was a Brown, he only had one season that was a winning season when he was a Browns head coach. He went 36-44 with the Browns for 5 years. So you got to give it up to Brady. As much as I, you know, hate the two guys because I live out here in San Diego, being a Charger fan and how much we hate the Patriots out here, you got to give where credit is due, and that's Brady.
Okay, I hear it. Shout outs to Jacob in San Diego. Thank you so much for calling up. Let's keep things rolling. Let's go to Washington, D.C. We're talking to Brian, the nation's capital. Brian, what do you think?
Hey, man. First of all, I love your show, brother. I've been enjoying it every night as I've been strolling home from work.
Thank you.
I'm extremely indifferent due to the fact that I grew up in Boston. I went to college at Tennessee, and I was lucky enough to have a roommate on the national championship team. Mm. And then after that, for 2 decades, every sports team that I've ever loved has won, from the Bruins to the Red Sox to the Patriots. And then I just... after the Atlanta Super Bowl, that was the greatest game I ever saw.
Comeback.
It had everything to do with every coach. It had to do with every player. Like, they needed about a million things to line up and meet to happen. So I'm just indifferent. I love Brady. I love Belichick. I've been so spoiled. I can't just be like, this is the guy or this is the guy. Next season, if it does happen, I'm going to follow Tampa and I'm going to follow the Patriots. And it's just the way it is for me. But
all right, Brian,
that's all I got.
You've been spoiled for about 20 years, Brian. So as a fellow sports fan, I wish you not the best, but I wish you plenty of pain as a Patriots fan, okay?
Oh, absolutely. But that's kind of after that Atlanta game.
Okay,
I stopped caring. I know you were in Atlanta for a while, but
Yeah. Thank you, Brian.
Like, I just didn't care about the Rams Super Bowl. I just didn't care if they – I was indifferent if they won or lost.
Okay, Brian. Thank
but
you,
have
Brian.
A great night, man. I
you
love
too.
You too.
Thank
blessed,
you. You too. You call back anytime. Shout-outs to Brian in D.C. I feel like Brian called up just to mention every single one of those that comeback. I feel like he talked about the comeback against the Falcons about 20 times. Maybe he only said it twice, but it felt like 20. We don't need to hear about that. Anyway, listen, Brady – Belichick, who was more important? He says it was kind of equal. Let's go up to Flushing, Queens, and see if we get a different answer. We're going to talk to Emmanuel. Emmanuel, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother from the Bronx? How you doing?
I'm very well, man. Uptown forever. What's on your mind?
Yes. I have to put the edge on Brady, I think 60%, because you got to give Tal what Tal is due, because if you think about Belichick's history, regardless of what he is doing as a great coach, but think about his record without Brady. I think in Brady's first year, which he didn't play, I think they were 5-11.
They were 5-11. They 11-5 the next year in Super Bowl.
And that was the year they missed the playoffs despite winning in that season. I mean, it's rare to see win 11 games and miss the playoffs. But nonetheless, I mean, without Brady, I mean, who knows what we'll say about Belichick? I mean, think about that.
Nah, it's true. It may be. Who knows? Maybe there's one Super Bowl. Maybe he gets lucky. Maybe you know, that's the thing, and that's what makes this such a fun and interesting debate. Because we all know the coach is important, the player is important.
Yeah.
But let's be real. To a certain degree, if we were playing out in the street, if we were playing basketball out in the street, if we were playing whatever out on the street, it's great to have a coach. It's great to have strategy. But the players are the ones thinking. They're the ones acting it out. The talent wins out.
Well, it's tough to say because I think in a way it's different because you think about it. It kind of reminds me of the Duncan Popovich thing because you think about it, when Duncan was playing, the Spurs won five titles. But ever since he left, I mean, the Spurs have made the playoffs, but they couldn't get past the first round in recent years, with the exception of that 2017 Conference Finals. If not for Kawhi Leonard got hurt, who knows what will happen.
Sure. It boils down to talent, and thank you so much for calling up, Manny. It's true. Talent is the driver. It's just facts. A great coach at a professional level, at a collegiate level, the program or system will attract great players. The system will also know how to draft and obtain good, solid players. But it's up to those players to go out and execute. I'm sorry. I mean, if we took Bill Belichick, if we were just playing, let's say we were playing 5-on-5 in the street, or we were playing 5-on-5 on a high school field, and there is no coach, you know, I'm going to hedge towards, you know, somebody like Tom Brady. You know, with or without a coach. That's not the reality. We know the NFL is a totally different game. It's predicated on teamwork and discipline and everybody coming together. I mean, you look at a team like the Cleveland Browns. They now have Stefanski as their coach now. But you have a lot of talent. How does that talent mesh together? You know, if Baker Mayfield, if Tom Brady, let's be real right now. If Tom Brady was the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, people would be like, oh, wow, the Browns would be a disappointment if they don't go to the Super Bowl. Just when you think about the amount of offensive talent that they have and people you can get the football to. You know, if you put Bill Belichick as the head coach of the Cleveland Browns right now, you would up their odds. But would you still say, okay, because he's now coaching Baker Mayfield, they're going to do better? Not too sure. Let's go to Kevin in Hawaii. Kevin, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind, Kev?
So I'm all Belichick on this. And to be clear, I hate Belichick, I hate Brady, and I hate the Patriots.
Good man.
Yeah, especially because of nonstop asterisks next to most of their accomplishments the first 10 or 12 years.
Spygate, Deflategate. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. That being said, so the first couple Super Bowls, how did the Patriots win them? So first of all, the first Super Bowl they got in, they didn't get in because of Brady. Brady got hurt in the first half. Bledsoe came in, threw a touchdown pass, and then they got a couple special teams touchdowns. Everybody forgets all the special teams keys that happened in most of the Super Bowls that they took home, and that comes back to the Belichick and him being maniacal about the preparation for games. Hmm. The interception against Seattle, which was an idiotic call by Seattle, but the fact is the cornerback was in the position because they practiced that a week earlier because of Belichick.
Yeah, Mr. Butler.
And so, yes, if you and don't forget in the Seattle Super Bowl, if Brady's not intercepted in the end zone in the first quarter and they lose their starting free safety when he's hit out of bounds on the interception return, they probably don't get back in that game because Seattle was crushing them from a defensive standpoint.
Well, Kevin, we're up against the break. We're gonna keep rolling. Yep. We come back. I think I understand your point here, but I wanna take note. Please remember, it's not just winning the Super Bowls. It's you have to win a whole ton of games to actually get there. You know, it's not just what happened in the Super Bowl. It's how you got there. And Tom Brady was an influential part of winning all of those games to put them in that position. And we can't take out the fact that it's one of the best teams versus the other best team. And I'm not going to discount anything that Tom Brady did. Derek, Mike, and Josh, we're coming back with your calls. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Brady or Belichick?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.